much-awaited, highly popular Swedish music streaming app, Spotify has finally launched its services in India. India is a highly competitive market. We already have well-entrenched players like JioSaavn, Gaana, Hungama, Wing, as well as international platforms like Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google, and Spotify will be the eighth. And YouTube continues to be the big daddy of music streaming in India. The job for Spotify is laid out: grow the market and get people to pay. To take this discussion forward, we're now joined by Spotify's India MD, Amarjeet Singh Batra, his first media interview.
Amar, you faced some delays on account of the legal tussle with Warner Brothers, but you're here now and Spotify is here to stay.
We're excited to be here. In fact, the fans were getting impatient, so it's fantastic. But we generally take time to prepare and enter markets. It's not in months sometime.
In week one, you said that you generated or you had 1 million users. We're in week three. What does that number stand at?
We don't talk about numbers generally out there, but we only shared our first week's number. I think that's been great. And what I can tell you is that we are facing some fantastic response in the market.
Everyone talks about India's potential. We have, say, 400 million plus smartphone users, the second highest in the world after China. The data rates in India are the cheapest anywhere in the world. And all this augurs very well for audio streaming industries, audio, video, OTT players, etc. Lay out the competitive landscape or the industry potential according to you.
So that's where I think we come in. I think we see that we feel that we're coming at a great time because I don't think there's been better time to be in this market. So some of the reports talk about 150 million users listened to a music streaming last year. I think it's a good number to start off with, but much lesser than the overall potential. But at least we have some runway here to be where we are today. So that's interesting. But if you look at the global landscape, I think, like Spotify comes, has been 10 years into this space. We were the pioneers in the music streaming service, in the music streaming business. We today have about 207 million users overall for Spotify globally, and 96 million pay for the music. So this number itself is very, very sizable, but India is still smaller than what we have globally. So in a way, I think India has a lot of potential, but we are at a very infancy stage in terms of overall market as such. Yeah.
Nascent stage at an inflection point is what you're saying exactly. About India. Okay, let me come to globally, 45% of the users are paying, going by the data that you're telling me for Spotify at least, 207 million users, 97 million of them are your paid subscribers. So that gives us a number of 45%. Now in India, you're saying the total, the industry has 150 million users in the audio industry. What is the percentage of that which pays?
We all know India is a very, very free market. So only 1% of the people pay for music today in this country. So that's a huge gap that we see. And typically, I think if you look at why it is happening is because people probably are spending more time on piracy. So one of the reports says that almost 3 out of 4 users who listen on music on their phones are actually on a pirated service, actually.
So in your investment thesis, when you drew up the investment model, when Spotify came to India, 1% paid subscriber, what can that number increase to?
See, globally, we have 45%. I can't say exactly where it will go because I think there have been last 3 to 4 years, this number has been like less than 1% or 1%. But what we can learn from is what's happening in the OTT space. I think in the last 2 years, the rest of the video subscription services has also seen an inflection point where subscriptions are growing. So I think in this space also, we believe that if we can get people to spend more time, I think we have to go to the root cause of the problem. The problem is that today people are not streaming as much. Globally, I think on Spotify, something like an hour, people spend an hour every day, approximately 30 hours a month. In India, there's a report called App Annie, which basically shares some data around usage. That number is 1 hour a month, less than 1 hour a month.
So in the US, people stream 1 hour a day. In India, you're saying people stream 1 hour a month.
Yeah, and this is on music streaming services. So that's a huge gap. So if you want to reach a high conversion rate, the first people should be in the habit of using the service. And I think you cannot get people to pay if they are spending only 1 hour in a month. So I think that is the big difference that we see.
Amar, why is it that despite so many players, and they've been in the market for a while now, that music consumption is still low in India? What makes the Indian market unique, and what are the challenges the industry faces?
India is unique from many perspectives. I think unique and complex also. So first of all, we have so many languages, and not everybody speaks all these languages. So in a way, for music to really, really break out within the country, I think it's extremely difficult to cross barriers and, you know, even regions. Secondly, we are, if you look at, we're mostly a film market, you know, till today. In fact, it's changing a bit now. But if you look at most of the music which is listened on streaming today, 75% of it is popular music and film music. Third is in terms of, Android. So we are Android market. We are mobile only market. So we are one of those unique markets where people are already listening on the mobile in a big way. And I think that's, again, a very, very unique situation out there. From another angle is that we don't really are, you know, we're not a paid market as such. We actually, people are used to free. They love free, and they can pay 100 rupees for something, maybe a cup of coffee, but they have problems paying maybe 100 rupees for a music service. So that's, again, a very, very unique thing about India. The second other big thing about that within that ecosystem is that people, the artists here are in the background to some extent. It's the actors who sing songs. So there's a pretty complex market. When people search for this music also,
they search typically.
And that's why when we localized ourselves, we actually first made starring playlists, because you can look for artists as well as looking for actors.
Okay, let me come to the target that Spotify has set. Yeah. 150 million users currently on music apps in a year. We don't even know if they listen to them every day or even in a month. All we know is that 150 million users have in some form used an audio OTT platform in a year. And the second number is only 1% of them are paying. How do you plan to increase these two numbers for the industry as well as for Spotify?
So we can step back and say, what exactly will Spotify do? Because there's not one thing, there's not magic wand here that we can just wave it and I think we'll solve the problem. So we have to go and focus on few areas. I think one of the first thing that we need to do is we need to develop the market. I think if you look at user-wise, I think we have enough users. In terms of maybe music content, there's pretty good more music content. People love music, so why people are not listening to this? This is the first piece. So I think we need to make people aware that service exists which can actually solve their needs on listening to music. The second is we need to make sure that we are able to personalize for them. So I think go deep into understanding what do people listen to and can we bring them recommend. And there I think we feel we can do a good job because we excel in that around the world. The third is I think people have also shifted to where they listen, when they listen. I think today, if you look at 96% of the percent of people listen to music on smartphones today. But if you look at otherwise, generally in your day-to-day life, people are actually moving from a car to an office to home and so on. Spotify allows you to actually provide an experience in which you can move beyond platforms, which is mobile, to maybe your desktop, then come home and actually connect it to your TV or connect it to your speaker. So that I think is a ubiquity. The fourth is I think is on the ecosystem side of it, where you work closely with the labels and the artist, and where we kind of work together to bring good music, and maybe help people discover that great music in terms of creating playlists and promoting those playlists. So these are a few of the areas where I can talk about.
In the US, you had the advantage because you were the first mover. But here we already have about 7 streaming platforms, plus you've got YouTube. So some would say that you're late to the party here.
We feel the party has just started. In fact, last 2 years have been a dramatic change for the industry. And I think a lot of people came much early, but that was tough times. I think the major movement that has happened is because of cheap data access and smartphone adoption. So Spotify entering at this stage, I think is a potentially great for everybody. Because Spotify gives an audience of about 207 million outside India, and all these artists who are building up here, they also want exposure outside. So we already have a huge diaspora audience which listens to Indian music, but there's an audience which is outside of that. And if you look at globally, I think the best musics are breaking out. If you look at Spanish music or even Korean music, European and so on, they've broken out of their own countries and become successful. So I think the next few years, I think we expect the music to break out, I think to some extent within the own country, and also go outside India in a big way. The other thing is about how do you engage the audiences from different angles? I think we are audio's first platform. So along with music, I think we also believe that people can listen to podcasts. Podcast is a growing market globally. We are one of the leading players in podcast space.
Your CEO
now
has said that 20% of your revenues globally can come in from the non-music platforms, which includes podcasts. So of course, it's a big focus area to increase user engagement.
Absolutely. And I think that's an area where I believe that including music and podcasts, in fact, some of the studies have shown for us that as we have brought podcasts out there, people actually want to stick to one platform.
Let me come back to that earlier point that you were making about why are Indians only streaming 1 hour a day? We've been talking about competition from, say, a JioSaavn, a Gaana, Apple, Amazon, in YouTube, that's the big daddy. Is radio a big competitor? What does your data tell you? Are Indians largely listening to music when they're on the go in the car, and therefore radio perhaps is your biggest competitor?
I think the biggest competitor for us would be probably piracy. I would say that, yeah. Because if you look at it, I think there are still more revenues lost in the market because of piracy.
After
than anything
piracy?
Else. I think after piracy, I believe there's enough market which doesn't even listen. They like music, but they don't have a proper, set place where they listen to music. Mm-hmm. After that, there comes to different players who are there, maybe radio or YouTube or somebody. So I would not call them competition. I would say that they're alternative sources of listening to music.
Let me talk about pricing. You've priced it at 119 rupees per month. So you have localized your pricing. Some of your peers are at 99 rupees per month. Some of them are at 120 rupees per month. So largely here and there. Now if I compare Spotify's pricing in the United States, that costs 700 rupees per month, which means the pricing in India is 80% cheaper than that in the US. You've come here, you're trying to, reset the audio industry, but when it comes to pricing, you are a price taker, you're not a price setter.
I would not call us as price takers, but I think we have to analyze what the country is first of all. I think the per capita income looks different with US and India is a lot different. But India is just not one country if you look at it. India is actually multiple countries within that. So there is a amount of people in this country who can actually afford much higher also. But then there are a lot of people who would not even want to pay the 119 rupees also. So if you look at purchasing power parity, I think this 119 might be even higher compared to what there is in the US. But that said, what we have gone ahead and done is that we try to price it to the best possible where people are today buying at. And we believe that I think a bigger job is to see why people are still not buying at that price if that price is available in the market. So I would say I would go to rationals.
So India is a volume game for you right now?
Not exactly. I think we believe that there will be more free users in India than paid users to start off with. But somebody has to go and do the job of helping grow the paid market also. And we believe that Spotify needs to invest behind both. Because without growing the free market, if you go back to the Spotify model, I'll give you a bit of a history there, which is very critical to understand. Spotify came in 10 years back when the piracy was really, really on rampant. So now—
In Sweden,
In Sweden,
about.
And Sweden was really, really, and this is a Swedish company. So there, the music revenues were going down globally, piracy was rampant, Napster had happened, and so on and so on. So people were no way going to pay for music. So Spotify came in and said that let's try to introduce a freemium model where we move people to paid, but we can't then move them directly to paid. Let's move people to free. Because people spend hours and hours on downloading music, I think they provide them an amazing free service where they can start off it, and as they use it, they'll realize that, why were they spending hours when all this is available on a click of a button? And this worked very well, and rest is history. But in India, this job has not been done by the way.
What is Spotify doing which is unique to the Indian market?
So at the start, I think the first thing that we're doing is that we are focusing on three pillars basically. One is that we are localizing for Indian market, which
that
typically,
is?
So I'll talk about localization. So in localization, I mean is that we are looking at India from India perspective. So Spotify as a product, we typically go into a market where there is normally one language or maximum two languages out there, very rarely three languages. This is a country which has got more than 22 languages.
Yeah.
So now how do we customize yourself and localize yourself for that language? The other area we have thought about is how do we bring something that is on par with what people are used to. Spotify doesn't offer free is a restricted free service globally. Here we have gone ahead and offered a free service which is fully on user's control. So that's again, we've gone deep into it. We've localized on the pricing to some extent. You can say it is same as similar to everybody,
but it's localized.
We've localized. We've brought some of our global partnerships and it's available out there today. Spotify is available on lots of devices in India to start off with. So this is the starting part of our localization, but as we go along, we'll probably look into it more.
Would you look at a Netflix type or an original content? Is that the model which you can replicate for Spotify in India?
We closely work with our stakeholders from the labels and the artist side of it. So we don't really go into exclusive content generally, and as a model is not like Netflix from that perspective.
Okay.
So our focus is to how do we work with the labels and artists to basically help them generate more music.
But they're free to tie up with all the others. There is no exclusivity.
Absolutely. Okay. I think the advantage we have is that we have a very dedicated focus towards helping them grow. So let me give you a bit of a context there. So we have something called Spotify for Artists, so which basically allows, it's our own app for them. They can find a bit more about who is listening to their music, where they're listening to. They can analyze lots of data around it, and they can plan stuff around it. So basically, giving them more tools in their hand, we are allowing them to kind of go and interact with artists. So for example, there's a program called Spotify on Stage, or Fans First program. Allows us to go out and generate, the fans can interact with their artist, and Spotify can be the, catalyst around it. Yeah.
I'm going to come back to the point about, competition. A lot of us have, some form of a music app which is embedded with our operator. For instance, an Airtel operator has Wink, a Jio operator has JioSaavn. Or for instance, I as an iPhone user, an Apple user, it's easier for me to integrate with Apple Music rather than download a Spotify. It's just easier, pure convenience there. So why should someone, offset that convenience and try and download a Spotify? And is that a challenge for you? Do you think that will be a challenge?
No, I don't see it as a challenge, but I think definitely there is a preference for certain, way you consume music. The reason we don't see it as a challenge is because in the end, we believe that we are specializing in this. A great example is, what you do as a channel. I think you focus on business news, but there are a lot of other people who talk about other news also. So they can have a segment of business news inside their own stuff. So they may be offering the same thing, but you probably give a more detailed view to the whole thing. So if I'm really interested in business news, if I have to prefer a channel, I'll come where I have much more expertise with it. Similarly, in music, if you're really a music fan, if you love music, you want to look at or go in a service which is much more personalized, which basically understands you very well. Because you can go to on Spotify, the great thing is that if you look at 10 people who are listening to Spotify, everybody will have a different homepage, because the homepage is designed based on what you listen to. It is not based on a static. So that's one very, very basic thing.
So coming back to personalization.
Personalization.
What is the kind of investment that you're committing to Spotify in India? And the reason I ask is because most of your competitors also have the financial muscle. Ghana is owned by the Times Group. Jio is owned by Reliance Jio. Apple, Google, Amazon, they're internet giants. So they also have the financial muscle to market and, create good content and, up and ramp up the kind of experience. What is the investment that Spotify is making?
So I think from where we are coming from is that we believe that it's not about money alone, but it's about doing the right thing, doing stuff that is, you understand and your customers, and being able to design for your customers. I think overall, I think we feel confident about the market is big. It's great that there are a lot of players out there. Together with them, we'll be able to solve and get 1 billion people in India to listen to
music. So they're frenemies right now.
I think in this market is not about one player, it's about multiple people who will probably end up.
So the aim right now is we need to grow the market
if you look at any competition, any industry in India, there will be 10 people going after the business because India is such a market.
But we know only a few remain.
Absolutely. So that's where the beauty lies, because Many people
go and
start business.
So even in telecom, we started with 10 players, but now we're down to just like...
You pick up any business, there'll be 10 to 12 players in the market in this initial phases.
And Spotify will be the last man standing.
And I would not comment on anything, but I would say that we would want to be there among the top two or three players who end up...
So you don't think after 10 years, if we have this discussion 10 years later, we're going to have these many... eight platforms.
I would not say ki they would not be there, but I believe that what happens in a scenario like this is not necessarily everybody shuts down businesses, but sometimes people pivot their businesses.
This is also loss making, right? Is there anyone who is making profits? Because Spotify globally, after being in the business for 10 years, is also loss making. Even if I take a different form of it, video OTT, Netflix for instance is loss making. Even the Indian players are loss making.
Again, so this is business is new to the, I mean, if you look at last 5, 7, 10 years, we announced, I think, a month back that we are doing pretty well on the, you know, but we are still investing in the business. So if you continue to invest, you know, in building businesses and expanding markets, I think you have to kind of sustain that investment. But in the long run, I think this is a great business to be in. Yeah.
It can be profitable.
Of course.
Okay. One of the reasons why companies are, you know, these companies are loss making is an account of the music royalty paid to labels. Which means that your margins are strictly at the mercy of these record labels. How high is the cost that you, or how high is the royalty that you need to pay these label companies?
I won't go into detail of that, but I think I can say that a large part of the revenue actually goes back. And that's what the whole...
When you mean large part, you mean 70%, 80%?
Yeah, something like that. I think large
part... And the rest of it you need to put in
investment
advertise,
and so on. So large part of it goes back to the, you know, the labels and the artist. And I think that's the way it's structured. And I think that basically is, but if you look at broadly, still there's a lot of scope for the artist to earn money. I think, and I think in a way for us to also generate more money. So the question is, how do we move this market forward, I think. So I would not be able to go deeper into it, but I can just give you a bit of a flavor that in the last few years, Spotify has gone back and paid about 10 billion euros back to the, you know, industry. And I think that's a sizable number.
Back to the industry as in?
The labels and the artists basically.
Okay, that's a big number.
That's a big number. 10 billion euros, that's a big number. And that's where, because if you look at the global streaming market, streaming is the biggest contributor to revenues today globally, and especially in the US market.
And have you tied up with all the content creators in India?
Yeah. See,
all except Warner Brothers.
I would not be able to comment specific tie-ups, but if you look at our overall market, you know, content we have today in India, we have about 40 million songs on India. We're adding 30,000 new tracks every day. So overall, I think we have enough content.
40 million playlists,
3 billion playlists. Yeah.
Absolutely, 300 crore in terms of playlists, but we do not have a Beyonce, we do not have a Rihanna, we do not have all the artists which are associated with Warner Brothers. Do you think it will affect how many people sign up and pay for Spotify without Warner Brothers being on the table right now?
I think we're getting a fantastic response in the market.
Despite this?
Yeah, I think we're getting...
Maybe you'll get free subscribers.
From all perspectives, I think we are extremely happy with the way the market is, you know, have received us.
Paid subscribers.
And I think I would not go into details on paid subscriber numbers.
But India is the 79th market for Spotify globally.
Yeah.
Where does India stand in the global order for Spotify?
In terms of music streaming services, India is about 19th in revenue, global music. For us, it's a 79th market, but it's a market which is close to, you know, everybody's heart at Spotify, including Daniel. From Spotify's perspective, it's early days for us. And Spotify, because, you know, India is a big market, we expect it to be big for not only for us, but overall numbers for the music industry. And Spotify is not looking to be just come and take a pie of the market. What Spotify's intention is to help grow the market. And that's why it comes back very, very clearly that we want to work with the stakeholders in the system to help combat the big challenges that are there, like piracy, you know, like monetization, like how to kind of get people into the habit of music. And if we do that well, I think everybody will be happy.
So the long-term projection, what is it for Spotify and for the industry? Any numbers that you can share? What percentage could be paying? What could be the total user base that we're talking about?
It's very difficult to predict conversion, but I think if you look at the overall user base around the world, somebody like China, they have about 200 million users from one platform.
In one
platform, and there are a couple of platforms at 150, 200 million and so on. I think in India today, I think if you look at that, I mean, if you can have 200 million people on one platform, that's a good scale to talk about. And I think that can happen because that's the scale of India, which means that we have 500 million people today on internet today, out of which maybe 350 are more active. We are going to go to about 700 to 800 million users in the next 3 to 5 years. I think a significant portion of them will be streaming on music. I believe music should be for everybody. And personally, I believe in India, the potential is actually 1 billion streamers. The question is, can one company do it or can four companies do it? I don't know that today. And I think that's a job somebody has to go and get it done.
Absolutely. On that note, Amar, thank you very much for your time. First interview, but definitely not the last. And we'll be a part of your journey as you conquer India's audio market. Thanks again for speaking with CNBC.
Thank you so much. Pleasure. Thank you.